Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it. Why the music ain't not playing? Oh, there we go. The music. Okay, enough of the music. Big Red.
What's up, Brother B?
What's poppin'? What up, everybody out there in podcast, Blog Talk Radio world? This is another episode of The Menu. Yes, Big Red and Brother B. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. What up, everybody? Big Red, Brother B, back again. Menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Hit us up on Facebook, The Menu. Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL on Facebook. Yeah, if you've got any comments or any questions or any thing you want to suggest for show topics, you're more than welcome to just get the typing, texting, whatever you got to do. Make it happen, Captain. So,
make it happen, Captain.
So, what's going on, Red? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. Just trying to relax for the day, or was relaxing for the day. I had a very relaxing day, actually. And, you know, just trying to take a mental break today, which I did.
Cool. Well, I've been fighting this back pain, man. And you know what?
Yeah, back pain.
I this is my first time really dealing with it like that. I mean, there was one time, like, years ago when I was working, like, in a warehouse. And I had to do my back out because, like, something on the pallet jack was tipping over.
Uh-huh.
And then, I got on some, like, Spider-Man / Coke Smash and tried to push it.
Yeah.
And it worked, but my back didn't after that. So, yeah. But
yeah, back pain is not anything to play with. It's crucial pain. I also suffer with it, especially, like, that sciatic nerve thing, that kind of, yeah, that just,
I don't know nothing about that yet. I don't want to know nothing about that.
Yeah,
so,
you don't.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. that back pain. Like I said, I was up in the ER for 5 hours. And the guy went crazy, and then people started arguing, cussing and stuff.
Oh,
but anyway.
God.
But I just wanted to get the hell up out of there. So, because, you know, they were like, oh, well, you know, does it hurt when you pee? I said, no, it don't hurt when I pee. I said, oh, because, you know, because we kidney stones. I was like, wait, kidney? What the hell is a kidney stone? I said, what, is it a rock in my kidney? Like, what the hell are you talking about? So, yeah, I wasn't feeling any of that. But they said it was, you know, everything was copacetic with my kidney, so.
Good.
You know, that's how bad. Like, I thought somebody was trying to cut my kidney out while I wasn't looking. Like, it was hurting that bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
That's not good.
But, yeah, that's right.
You know, as long as it's subsiding somewhat.
Hell no. These muscle relaxers, all they do is just numb it. They just numb it. It doesn't, like, make the pain go away. It just numbs it.
They didn't give you any painkillers?
No. No. They give you another kill pain. It's just take the muscle relaxer. Like, yeah, okay. I still feel the pain.
Well, get you some, what's that thing called? Icy Hot? Or one of those patches, like the back patches. They have those too, like you just put it on your back for the day.
How about I just take two shots of Jack every time the pain kicks up? How about that?
I don't know how far that's going to work for you. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, well, it sounds better than me than popping pills all the time.
Popping pills every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They give them to you, but sometimes it's just like, sometimes it's not worth it because, once again, you know, muscle relaxers make you drowsy, and, you know, that's not good for you either.
Yeah, I'd rather pull a feather from Grey Goose. Get to drinking. That's all I
don't blame
so,
you.
Tonight's topic, y'all. Relationships. Why the insecurities? Once again, it's Big Red Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. So, Red.
Yeah. I'll start.
Why the insecurities? Yeah. Set it off, son.
Well, I mean,
like Kane said, let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back, bold, because I'm damn so.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's
set it off.
Well, basically, I came up with that because I was wondering about something, like, and I want to know if it's like maybe this is a new thing or maybe this is something that happens all the time. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know if maybe it's the person. I'm not sure, but I noticed that, you know, a lot of people that I know or people that I've met, they have a significant other, married, you know, boyfriend, whatever. And, you know, when you're around the person, everything is cool until they get around the significant other. And I noticed that, and I don't know if it's just with women, I don't know if men do the same thing, but I noticed that a lot of women don't like to introduce their significant other to other women, even though we're friends, or you met me through something, a trip or something like that. And I've had an experience like that where, you know, the person, you know, her significant other was around, and she basically didn't introduce them. Because I know if I had, you know, someone, I would introduce them to somebody that I went on a trip with, or if I went out with this person, they may have not, you know, don't know, at least so I can have my person will know who I, you know, who the type of people I deal with. So okay. I noticed that, you know, that happens, you know, I've noticed it a couple of times it happened, and I don't know if it's the thing of, okay, well, this person is single, and this is my man, so should you do it or shouldn't you do it? Or maybe is it insecurity on the other person? Is it something that you can't trust your man? Like, that's what I'm, like that kind of baffles me. Because I don't see the problem if you're securing your relationship, you introducing your significant other to someone that you're friends with. And it's not like you want to see this person all the time and all of that, but it's just that, you know, if that person is there, and like I said, I've dealt with this like several times, and it's just like, well, you know, is it me? Do I offend? Do I smell? Like, I want to know, do I smell something? Like,
well, the only thing I can really, the only couple of things I can say is apparently, whoa, here she comes. Watch out, boys, she'll chew you up. Oh, here you come. Red's a man eater. So,
you do.
You know, all right. Well, I think you just have females, some women. Let me not say female. You have women who, they don't want. It could be two sides of it. Either A, they don't want too many women, you know, IDing their man or looking at him, you know, because, you know, some women, you know, just like some dudes, some women can get on some, like, oh, you know, play him a little bit too close.
Okay.
Or maybe he's a turd, and she knows it, but she don't want everybody else to know it.
Okay. I can kind of understand that maybe, but like I said, but it's so funny you introduce your significant other to other people or to somebody else, but I'll say maybe because the other person has somebody or they're married or whatever, so I guess that's not a problem for you. So it's like,
well,
that right there, just like, it does to me. That's like a, like, just being very insecure. And once again, I understand if your man ain't crap or whatever. Okay, all of that is fine, but it's not gonna kill you just to be like, you know, hey, this is someone. So, you know, this is my husband, whatever. You know, how y'all doing? You know, whatever. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Shake a hand, and that's it. Now, once again, now, the sad thing about it, yeah, you're right, that a lot of women may, you know, or I'm not going to say a lot. I'll say some women may take that a little further and want to be too over-friendly. And I get all that.
This is true, but now there's a flip side to it, too. Now, what if this person feels that, oh, well, this person, like, all right, and it's not to sound come across rude or anything, but maybe they're not the friend that you thought they were. Maybe they don't feel like, oh, that person right there, oh, they're not important. You don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That could be angle too. That could be.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I thought about that as well. And I said, all right, well, you know, like I said, that's on you, because at the end of the day, I'm not even thinking about homeboy. Like I said, it's just a thing of, like, a common courtesy. But then, like I said, that makes me feel that you have some insecurities about you with your mate, because you're introducing them to other people. But it's like, you know, like, what's the problem? Like, I didn't do anything to you. Like, but, you know, it could be that too.
Well, you know what? All right. You have some women out here, just like men, who are assholes, and you have significant others that know that they're assholes, but yet they continue to deal with them for some reason. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe they don't want to introduce that person to too many people, because then next thing you know, because I've heard this before, like, oh, why can't you be cool? Why can't you be cool like such and such? Like maybe, you know, they don't want to introduce them to another female that's cool and that's on some chill shit. And then next thing you know, he's like, yo, you an asshole. You need to be more like her. Y'all be a friend, because she, you know what I'm saying? She don't act funny like that. Her breath don't stink like that. Like, yours. You need to go brush your teeth or something. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's one of those things.
But I feel that's also like a, like, why would you insult, like, your mate like that? Like, why would you do that? And I've been in a situation too where, and this was, at this time, I was a young adult, and these two couples, they were way older. They were, like, in probably their late 40s or 50s, and the husband would be like, oh, why you can't do your hair like us? And he's right in front of me saying, I'm saying, so what is wrong with this man?
Well, because, you know what? All right, look.
Oh, boy.
I see it like this. Discretion is key. But some people can't always be discreet, and sometimes they just get fed up. Sometimes in a relationship, one person can push the other person to the point where it's like, all right, I just got to go in. And the other person is not very, you know, they're not seeing it because they're so used to being like the butt rod that they are. And some people feel that they don't do any wrong. So they just continue to do, you know, certain things. Just like, you know, I was having a conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my lady had brought up a scenario of where, how, like, when certain women, and also men too,
mm-hmm.
like, you call somebody or you send them a text message, they don't respond right away. oh, I'm going to do me. Apparently this, excuse me, ow, that hurt.
Bless you.
Oh, yeah, that hurt.
Bless
all
you. Right. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Stop, don't make me laugh, it hurt. Sorry, everybody, I'm just having a little back issues right now, but I'm all right. I'll be okay. Oh, another sneeze.
Oh,
right.
Oh, Lord.
Now, yeah, double whammy. So it's like you call somebody, you text them, and they don't get back to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are like, oh, word? Oh, you don't want to respond to my texts? Or you don't want to respond to my call? All right, fine. I'm going to go do me. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a problem with that. Because
right.
Maybe they can't get to the phone. Technology.
Maybe they're at work
not,
doing something like work.
Yeah, and technology is not foolproof. Because sometimes, you ever been in a situation where you didn't get a text message? Or you
right,
sent a text
exactly.
message, but they didn't receive it? So sometimes these things happen. But you can't automatically assume that the person is doing something with somebody else, or they're just doing something that you wouldn't approve of just because they don't hit you right back. What if the person is sleeping? What
right.
if the person
exactly.
just can't get to a phone, or they can't get it? What if their phone is dead? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look at other angles. You know, I can understand if you guys are going to meet up somewhere, and then you're like, oh, where the person at? This we're supposed to meet at this time, and you call them and you don't get them. That's different. But
right.
if you're just like out of the blue, hey, let me check on my boot up, dude up, and then they don't get back to you right away. Then what?
Boot up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get back to you right away. Like, you're going to get mad. Like, you automatically going to think, oh, maybe he asked some chick house, or maybe she, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, dudes are quick to say,
she,
oh, maybe
she's texting another
she giving
dude,
that dude
another
some
dude,
head.
Dude,
yeah,
she's
just
yeah. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if that's not always the situation. Like, yo, I'm not a fan of insecurities. My thing is this. I can't force somebody to be where they don't want to be. I can't force
right.
you to stay someplace you don't want to be. So
right.
if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, you keep it moving. But if we together and we here, then we here. Like, if I'm telling you, yo, I got your back, I'm good. But see, on the footnote of that, I know there's been dudes that say that constantly. I know there's women out there that say that constantly. And then next thing you know, somebody, you know, gets shitted on.
Right.
And I
yeah.
get it. I get it. But you can't treat every situation the same.
The same
you can't
way.
Go into the next, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like kind of like church. You go into one church and they got the music going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they clapping and everything jumping. And they flipping in the sky like James Brown did in the Blues Brothers.
and
all
Brothers.
That. Yeah, they wilding out. They got the glow and stuff. They start karate chopping each other. And they thank you, Jesus. And then
yeah.
you go in another church. You go in another church and everybody's so, oh, man. Yeah, everything is so quiet. Yeah, and it's passive. Like, you know, you're not. Now they make me laugh. You're not going to run into the same situation all the time, so you cannot treat every way the same. Like, yo, another scenario. You go to IHOP. Like, let's say you're a pancake lover. You go to IHOP, you get pancakes. But then you turn around, you go to a Waffle House. They're not going to taste the same.
Nope.
You know what
nope.
I'm saying? So it's like, yo, you can't have the same expectations in the next relationship or
right.
another situation. You can't view it the same way. Insecurities with some people can kill a relationship.
Yeah, I was. You know, you took the words right out my mouth. I was going to say that that's exactly what it does when you get into a next relationship, because you're so busy harboring over what you dealt with before. You can't go into the next relationship thinking, oh, this person is going to do the same thing. Oh, because he didn't text me. Well, I text him at 9 o'clock, and he ain't text me at 9 back at 9:01. Oh, he's cheating.
Exactly.
No, you can't think that way. You can't have it like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
You can't think that way. Or you're so used to this person, or maybe because you're so used to your the person that you're with, you're used to them, like when you in the beginning of the relationship, all the person is texting you every day, maybe 2 and 3 times a day or whatever, then
it started to slack.
Right, then it started to slack. So now you automatically think, oh, he must be texting somebody else. That may not necessarily be true. Maybe he's like, all right, well, you know what? I don't have to text her every day. She knows how I feel about it. We done went out on dates and dinner, and we done did out and took her to Aruba and all that other stuff. So there's no sense in me texting you every single day now. Okay,
yeah,
or he comes over every week or every other day, and it's just like he almost damn near moved in. So what am I texting you every day, you know, like 2 or 3 times a day for? So,
exactly.
I mean, I think not just technology, but I think a lot of social media and, like, just like a lot, I think it's more social media. I think that's what has made the insecurities bigger than what it is, because I think a lot of people just, they overthink things. I mean, we all do it, but I think it's like overthink. Like, when you overthink a lot, then that's when your mind runs crazy. And I think
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
True. Now, just when you said social media, so mm-hmm. you turn around, you call somebody, and you call your little foofy or whatever, you don't get a response. You send them a text message. But the next thing you know, you see them posting something on Facebook. Then you turn around and flip out. Oh, motherfucker, you can turn around and you can put a post on Facebook, but you can't call me back.
Exactly.
Oh, you can't
yep.
do that.
Yep.
Yo, come on, man. Like,
yep.
maybe I just didn't feel like talking. Maybe you didn't feel like talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come
right.
on, man. It's not that serious. It's really...
Yeah, but that's... social media makes it like that. Now, just technology, period, makes it that way. Just like you said, if I text you, you didn't text me back, but then I see you on Snapchat
on
and all these other places,
yeah,
Facebook or whoever, then it's just like, well, are you ignoring me? Like, I mean, you know, people, you start to think like that, like, is this person ignoring me? Or is it just, you know... Because I just text you, all you had to do was just text back, hey, I'm good. Or,
no.
you know.
See, that's the thing. As soon as you text back, it keeps going.
All right.
Now, check this out. Now, I work nights. I have to sleep during the day. It's hard for me to sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, I may get a text message from a lady or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homie or something. And I really know that, like, while I'm drifting off, I should not respond to the text message, because when you respond to one, the others is going to come. And if you're not in the mood to text, if you're tired, like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not
right.
in the mood to text, then I just shouldn't do it. But I'll turn around and courteous and text back. And the next thing you know, well, you know, I got a question. Or, yo, what up? And blah, blah, blah. Yo, we did this, that, and that. And they sending you mad pages of text messages. And you like, yo, I'm just trying to go to sleep. And you
right.
know, you can't text them, yo, I was falling asleep. I just wanted to text you real quick and let you know. And then they turn around and be mad. Well, why you text me for then? You should have just never responded. You be like, goddamn.
Yeah, but if I didn't respond, then you would have thought that I was doing something or I'm out somewhere. I'm it's like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Basically, yeah. Basically.
It's like,
pictures. You see pictures of someone, and you say, wait a minute, who that chick you in a picture with? Who that chick standing, or who that dude standing in the background? Yo, it's not that serious topic. Like, you know, because see, people like to make their own little mystery theater, you know, scenarios.
Yep.
Oh, so wait a minute. So you're trying to say, oh, that was your cousin's homegirl, but in all reality, that's the chick that you're sleeping with while I'm at work helping you pay your tuition to go to school and pay your car note and your car. Saying like,
and you're like, well, where the hell you get all that from?
Yeah,
out of that one
picture? Exactly, out of that one picture. And the person was hugging up on some other dude. Oh, well, that was the setup, see?
Her butt was touching your thigh a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, her butt was touching a piece of you in the picture, and I saw that. that, you know what I'm saying? Don't make me call Me Too people on you for doing dumb stuff like that. Like, yo, come on, man.
Yeah,
like, really?
Yeah,
and dudes do it too.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes do it too.
But let me ask a question now. Let me see this. Playing devil's advocate. Who do you think is more insecure, men or women?
Men.
Okay. I was going to say the same thing, but everybody may not think the same, but I think so too.
Yeah.
And why do you why do you think that is, though?
You know what? It's sad because, all right. Are we having real talk right now? Let's have real talk.
Yeah,
everybody, ding, ding, ding. It's real talk time. Check this out. You can't meet a chick in the club, go out with a smash on the first date, and then turn around. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that because, you know what? I mean, hey, everybody's adults. Everybody's adults. It is what it is. But as a woman and as a man, you can't both have high expectations of each other because, you know, you two probably met just to, you know, fill the void for the moment, to have some intimate relations. Like, don't try to expect a ring. Or, homie, don't expect, like, a wife that's going to be making you steak out of a situation like that. Remember, you met each other in the club. Like, really?
Right.
So, a lot of dudes see this meet the chick in the tight little skirt and this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, you know, they get their number, and they like, oh, yeah, let's check it, this, that, and the third. Now, you turn around. Well, they got a job. They got them a nice little job where they, you know, a little banker, they corporate, something like that. And you turn around and be like, oh, so you a freak outside the job because I met you in this type of skirt. Now you in this type. No, it doesn't mean that she's a freak. It just means that, you know, she
you don't want to dress like that for the night.
Yeah, exactly. But see, some dudes will look at it like, oh, she is hot. Oh, she loose because she wore that short skirt. She's looking for something. Oh, she loose. And I'm like, that's not fair. By no means is that fair to judge a book by its cover. Because if that's the case, there's a lot of women out there that can sit there and be like, well, wait a minute. You sitting in the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must have a Metro card. You're a Metro card.
True.
Man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So but yet you trying to front like you so and so, like, oh, okay. I mean, come on, you can't do that. And you know, a lot of dudes that I've spoken to, a lot of dudes they some of them have this one sided perception of how some women are by the way they dress or the way they talk. But women have the same thing too.
Right.
So we both have insecurities. I think one little more than the other because, once again, dudes have this certain way of seeing women out here nowadays. And if you're on Instagram showing, like, everything, you can't sit there and turn around and be like, oh, well, you know, we have to go to church first and pray. And I'm, you know, we can't sleep with each other for 6 months and this, that, and the third. Like, wait a minute, hold on. You just on Instagram showing your yams and your assets. What do you mean?
Right.
We got to go to church and pray. Like, oh, really? See, that's where how some dudes look at it.
But see, nobody's teaching. But okay, but then also nobody is telling them or teaching them, and I mean, well, you could say more the dudes that, once again, if you see a woman that's like that, and she's very, she may not necessarily be a loose woman, but if you know that she dresses like that, at the end of the day, and you know that you're an insecure type of person or dude, at the end of the day, you know that you're not going to be the only dude that's going to be looking at her. You know this. So
of course, but you know, most of these dudes think they Prince Harry.
Right, you get that. You get that. Okay, so say you get that and you make that your girl. Not somebody you just hitting for the night. That's your girl. That's somebody that you gonna, you know, you going out with her, whatever. Now, once again, at the end of the day, men are going to look. And especially if she dresses like that all the time. If that's the way she dresses. Now, some women can't help it because they have certain type of bodies, and it don't matter. They can put on bare baggy jeans and pants or whatever, and it'll still, you know, show. But the thing is, if you know that this is how she is as a person, then the thing is, then you can't be in, you shouldn't be, or you can't be an insecure type of guy.
Well, okay, this is true. Listen, from both sides of the yard, you cannot know certain things about each other and then turn around want to try and pull a card later. Like,
right.
If you're like, all right, I was walking to the store today, and then I saw this chick with like half her ass cheek hanging out her shorts, and her dude was walking with her. Now, when dudes look, you cannot be mad because you let her, like, first you could have said, baby, that attracts a lot of attention. That makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to have to go to jail, so could you tone it down a little bit? But no, you rather just let the monkey out of the cage.
But
don't
maybe
get mad.
Scared of
him. Well, that's his problem.
Maybe he's scared.
Maybe
you, because you have some women now.
Maybe
you have some women
car,
now.
So that way,
she
won't have to walk. She won't. Maybe he should get a car or put on the bus, so she won't have to walk with her ass out.
Right.
And my whole thing is,
you
can't be mad. You can't be
mad. But then you have some women that'll say,
well,
I can wear what I want. When I met you, I was dressing like this. So why are you telling me something now? See?
Because, you see, that's the whole thing. Because, and it just kind of stops. It's like, because, like, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's me, because we together, because I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? And so if you're here now, maybe you should say, hey, babe, could you tone that down a little bit? You attracted attention. Listen, you already got the prize. Tone it down. Turn it down just a little bit. Turn the volume
down
just a little bit.
Maybe she's looking for another prize. Maybe that's not the prize she wants. So she's looking behind door number two.
Yeah, well, listen. If you walk, like, my thing is this. I don't think, like, you know, there's being inappropriate and inappropriate. You can't sit there. Not every woman can sit there and say, well, it's my body and I can do whatever I want to do. Listen, I get that. But you know what? The wolves are out. Like, who's gonna walk through the jungle with steak hanging off their back? Or who's gonna jump in like, what woman would jump in a pool full of sharks and she got a period? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Like there's certain things like you just shouldn't do. Whether it's your body and you want to do X, Y, and Z, it's all good. But expect the repercussions behind it.
Yeah, but
you got some women. Oh yeah, and see, and to me, a lot of that is insecurity. If you feel you got to show your body off like that, then maybe you a jackass. Maybe you just ain't got a brain. So that's the only thing that you have to try and get a dude is to show off your assets. Cause see, that's another way some dudes think too. It's like, well, you know, oh, she must. Cause see, listen, like I said, the wolves are out there. And some guys can see through the game. So they'll turn around and be like, well, wait a minute. Honey looking like this. Yeah, I've seen her type before. Yeah, she got all her body out. She must be, she thick in the waist but dumb in the head. Like, I got this.
Exactly, yep.
I'm going to tell her X, Y, and Z, boom, boom, boom. I'm going to make her feel special.
And I'm
going to
get
her a flower. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna hit that. I'm gonna get the skin, and you know, that's that. Like I said, that whole insecurity thing. It's not cool. It's not cool, especially in a relationship. What up, K Dog? 5891. What up? What's up, brother? What's going on? Don't choke. I was just sneezing.
Now you choking. Now you coughing and choking. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Man, listen. When it comes to this whole relationship thing with the insecurities, man, listen, look, I've been there. I've had to deal with all the drama and everything that came with it. Now, if you don't know the person that you're with, like the song says, if you don't know me by now, how the hell are you going to know me? You know? Then why I feel so insecure? Because you know what? Some people, they have this insecurity about themselves, like, well, I've been in a relationship, or this relationship went bad, or the person cheated on me. Yes, that was that person. You can't paint everyone with the same brush. And that creates a problem with these relationships. And that's why all these things keep happening. See, when you're with somebody, I mean, it's best to get, first up, before you jump back in it, make sure you're over the other person. Whatever the other person did, get over it. You know, you got to give yourself time to get over it. You know, they always say time heals a broken heart. Just get over the damn thing.
Just get over the damn thing. But that's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, that's definitely true. A lot of people don't allow themselves to heal after a certain situation or relationship that they were in. So that they turn around and they bring that baggage into the next relationship.
Right, and they jump right in.
Yeah, and which breeds insecurity. Like, oh, you just did the same thing that my ex did. Oh, I can't stand that. Oh, I can't stand that. Do not compare me to him. Yeah, but you said the same thing that he said in the same way. Yo, shut up. Like, yo, I don't want to hear that.
I've been guilty of that before. I'm going to admit, you know, I've been guilty and I've done that before.
Like,
and I said I would never do that again to somebody.
Because you know what? To real men, man, I don't know what it is, the boys, but the real men, that's a turn off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so a real man will start thinking, like, you know what? Yeah, I might have to put you on timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might have to look elsewhere because you're showing signs of instability. And I can't rock with that.
And then they think that maybe you was the problem and not the other person.
Right.
Well, of course. Because the whole thing is no one wants to really take accountability for the BS and the fuckery that they bring into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people come with baggage, but then at the same time, a lot of people just come with their own bullshit. So some people just want to put that on others and not, you know, take it like, all right, yeah, I did that. Like, yeah, okay, that one's on me. They always want to put it on somebody else. And you can't do that. You know, that's another thing
that
insecurity is as well. Because then you got the other person second guessing themselves. Like, well, maybe I'm not doing enough of this, or maybe I didn't say enough of that, or whatever. Like, listen, once again, and not everybody can be 100% honest with you all the time.
Exactly.
Right.
That being said, nobody's perfect. Go ahead, Brother B.
Yeah, like you just said, exactly. Nobody's perfect, but the whole thing is this. You got to remember, if a person is trying and a person is showing you something, that must mean that they really want to be there. But don't always think, oh, well, he just here. Because he wants some ass, or she just cared because she wants some money. No. Maybe you don't have enough you don't have enough money. You know what I'm saying? It could be either or. Like, I'm like, yo, that's not always the case. So, I think people really need to reevaluate themselves and evaluate themselves before they get into anything with somebody else.
Because nobody wants to do that these days.
Yeah, because everything is too quick.
Yeah, I want to be in love right now. It's just like microwave, you know, microwave. I want my food to be done right this second, so I'm gonna throw it in the microwave. But it may not taste as good, you know.
Exactly.
Like it may not taste as good as when you got, you know, when you got it, you know, at the day before.
Yeah, maybe
the next day it's not gonna taste good.
Or if you put it in the oven, and you know, you let it heat up instead of nuking it.
Right.
But once again, everybody wants things quick. They want love quick. Quick love.
Right.
They want quick sex, quick this, quick that, quick. Yo, it takes time, man. Like, relationships are not something that happen overnight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there has to be foundation. And they have this, like Meek Mill said, there's levels to this shit. There's levels. And you got to know what level you want to go to or what level that you want to stop at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want to look at the
and
fact
also,
that, you know, social media. Oh, well, so-and-so got met somebody online on Friday, and they getting married on Monday.
Somebody you just met, and then all of a sudden, then everything goes south.
Oh, gosh.
Lust. Well, see, first of all, lust is the MFA. Lust
is the
thing that gets everybody. Everybody looking at each other like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you hungry, and then you turn around and you're like, oh, I'm so hungry, so hungry. And then you finally get to the restaurant to eat your lunch, and then you like, yo, oh, this is an old, and you start just mouth watering and drooling on. But then what happens when you eat it too quick?
You get indigestion.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta chew slowly. Chew the food slow, man. Slow down.
Because if you eat it too fast, you're going to choke.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Chew 35 times and sip some water. Chew another 32 or 35 times. You got to chew.
It's crazy.
Here you go. Are you in a laundromat again? You in a laundromat again?
Nah, I don't know. I ain't in no laundromat.
Oh, okay. Nah, but
not
you,
in
you,
laundromat.
Know, you got to take things slow. And that's the thing. People don't want to take things slow anymore. Everything has to be so quick.
Everybody's in a rush. And you know what? This thing with rushing to the altar, I mean, listen. And I have to blame the guys for doing this soon. Listen, if you're not ready for it, do not do it if you're not ready for it. Don't go spend money. And then you met a woman today, and the next thing you know, you're putting a ring on her finger, and then after you act like it's a movie. And some people have said, oh, but it's true. There is love at first sight. There's infatuation. You understand?
Lust.
There's infatuation. Infatuation
and
lust.
But then you got Beyonce singing, you know, put a ring on it. So, you know,
right.
I mean,
pressure.
Come on. Every cats are feeling pressured. Cats is feeling pressure. Well, if you like, one thing that I've never been in agreement with is a woman should never put an ultimatum on a dude. Like, well, you got 3 years to give me a ring or else.
Right.
Because what if a dude said, well, yo, you got six months to give me some ass or I'm stepping off. That's
right.
Like, you got 30 days to give me some ass or I'm stepping off. Like, you know what I'm saying? No one should put the next person in that type of situation.
No,
right.
It shouldn't be
putting them in a tight spot.
Yeah, because if you say you love this person or you're in love with this person, then nothing should matter. Time should not matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
When the ring comes, it comes. But in the meantime, enjoy what you have, because what's going to be the difference whether the ring comes or not? The love is still going to be there.
Right.
The feelings are still going to be there.
Exactly.
The
ring is just a symbol.
Either.
You know, the ring sometimes is
for me
just
personally,
a symbol.
I've never understood that, because you know what? I've heard this several times. You better put the ring on. I'm like, what are you talking about? Put the ring. So and so better put the ring on the person's finger. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you can't do that.
Right.
It
69-47.
Really,
you know, I'm sorry, NK Dog. Finish.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't work. At the same time, it all falls apart.
69-47. What's good? You on the air with the man?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
I just have a question. You know how they have the reality shows, Marriage at First Sight, which like the whole
90 Day
Fiancé.
Oh gosh.
Like they're meeting their spouses at the altar and then getting married and they're going through it.
Uh-huh.
Just, what do you think about that with arranged marriages? Because they seem to work in other countries.
I ain't with it.
Nah, in other countries, they'll chop a finger off if you steal something the first time. The second time, you might lose a hand. If you rape somebody, you might lose your balls the first time. The second time, you may lose something else. So, with that being said, in other countries, things is just way, way, way different. Like, this, it's more of a forced situation. Here, I think people just do it because it's like an adrenaline rush. That's what I think it is.
To get married?
Huh? I think it's one of those things where here when they get on those shows, it's a rush. Like, oh yeah, let's get married and let's see what happens. Okay, let's just go get married and see what happens.
Right, and if that person got all them issues and insecurities and immaturity and all that other stuff, yeah, you damn right it's going to be a whole bunch of problems. Guess what? I don't even know you.
Well, I was going to say,
that's what I don't like about those shows.
I was going to say the reality show, because one of my friends had me starting to watch it. But the reality show, it kind of is like it's arranged marriages done here in the U.S. So, you know, they're pretty much throwing you with a stranger. But they match you up with, like, relationship experts. They pick out your partner. So they pick out somebody that has, like, similar religion, morals, values, like that. And they pick you and them, and then you get married at the altar and you go through it. So it's kind of like skipping the dating stage.
Right.
A lot of times when you're going through the dating stage, what you're marrying is not what you dated.
Yep,
right,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
you know what
it
is
true,
the reality
but
shows
you never
when it comes
there.
To these relationships.
And those are not reality. It's scripted.
And I'm going to tell you something. That throws a monkey wrench in the whole relationship, matter. Because why? Some people, they can't tell the difference between what is scripted and what is reality. They see the show,
exactly.
They go crazy. And they bring it into their real life, and that's where the problems begin.
Exactly. Absolutely. And
like,
that doesn't make any
you
sense.
You can't base your relationship on what you see off of TV. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like back in the day, everybody wanted that. Oh, I want that Joni loves Chachi love. Or I want that Luke and Laura from General Hospital love. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's
Laura.
TV.
Didn't he
yeah,
choke her up
TV.
Or something like that?
Didn't
he do something like that?
I don't remember. See, I guess Laura really didn't know Luke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
God.
Well, you can't base your relationship. Like, you know, you can have two people. Like, you can have a homegirl or homeboy and be like, oh, yeah, well, me and my man be doing this, that, and the third. Oh, word. Oh, my man never take me out there. Oh, well, I don't know, girl, but, yeah, me and my man going skiing this weekend. Me and my man never went skiing. So then you turn around and be like, why don't you take me skiing like her man be taking her skiing? Wait a minute, hold on.
And that's another problem.
Don't compare what we got going on.
You can't do that. Comparing relationships.
I don't think you should compare your relationship to other people, but I think that if you're with somebody and they're not able to do anything for you, I don't see anything wrong with saying, wait a minute, you know, they seem to have it together. What's going on with us?
Now, wait a minute.
Right.
What's that? A whole lot more time. What do you mean if they can't do something for you? See, now somebody can hear that and look at you like, oh, I see what you about.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can hear what you just said. And like, oh, what I can do for you.
I kind of see where she's going with that in terms of
the words,
if that person.
Yeah, somebody can twist that.
Right, they can twist it, but what I'm saying is, all right, if this person and her man or whatever, they go places and they do things, and it's like, all right, we don't do anything. It's like I'm with you, or I've been with you for a number of years, maybe 2 years, and the only place we went is to the movies, or we just went, here, why don't we expand ourselves and do something different now?
Right.
It depends on how you present it to the other person at that. That's another thing. It depends on how you present it to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to let Hot Rod answer that one. Let Cherry, Miss Cherry, you finish. And then Hot Rod, I want you to answer whatever's coming up next. Go ahead, Miss Cherry.
Oh, no. And then I was also going to say, besides that, you guys have me laughing because you think that there's no time limit on getting a ring. And that might be the case, but there is a time limit on wasting your time. If you're with somebody and they can't commit
now,
to you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, you just said the wrong damn.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, wait.
You with somebody.
Damn. Oh, damn. You went wrong, Terry. Terry, you
oh, my goodness. Now we're in trouble.
In the bananas. Terry.
I was going to say, you know, it's called wasting the pretty. Are you going to spend your time with somebody from your teens all the way through your 40s waiting for a ring because they don't think it's important? I don't think so.
Well, wait a minute. Go ahead, Hot Rod.
Wait a minute.
You're saying that I wasted my time
with my girlfriend because we're not married, and I told her she's not getting a ring. So if that's the case, is she wasting her time being with me right now? Or she just accepted. But she believe in marriage, but I don't.
Okay.
How
long have you been together?
Mm-hmm. Long story short, it's been on and off for about almost 20 years.
20 years on and off?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're okay. Not really, you're like one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
I think you kind of made my point there.
If you accept it for what it is, because people believe in marriage. Let's take what we talked about last week about society. I don't believe in marriage. It's two people that love each other, technically speaking, live in the same household. Marriage is just a piece of paper. It's just a business venture. To some people, marriage,
yeah,
union, all that nonsense, whatever, scratch that out. This is 2018. It's not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People need to.
But my thing is, you're in and out because there is no commitment. So say, and I don't want to get in the middle of your relationship, but say you should meet.
Oh, she kicked me out because I don't care. Go ahead, talk.
You meet the woman of your dreams walking down the street, but you've been with her for 20 years.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you wouldn't sit there and consider pushing everything out the window because, hey, 20 of her, wasting the youth and the beauty has been with you? You would look back and say, you know what? I've been with this girl. We've been going ups and downs, ins and outs, but I just met the perfect woman. And what about her?
Well, what about her? If I'm up front and told you what I don't want, it's your decision to stay or leave. Overall, I don't believe in playing with people's emotions or especially female emotions. It's a ring that you want. If you want to show all your girlfriends that, oh, he put a ring on it, you know what? You're going to be miserable anyway. What is the point?
Uh-huh.
A ring is just a ring. A paper is just a paper. People forget the foundation of a relationship overall. It's the ups and downs. And we all have the ups and downs in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up. Yes.
Hot Rod, I'm sorry, but you got to tag me in. I got to slice and concern real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
You know what? You have just represented what you said, Miss Cherry, basically represents a lot of the feelings and sentiments of a lot of women out there. But you know what? This is how women lose good men. If a dude has been riding with you for X amount of years, if you guys have been together from hell and high water, and all of a sudden you want to say, listen, I want a ring. Let me know if I'm wasting my time.
you really going to look me in my face after being with you for how many years and tell me wasting time? I'd leave you on the spot. The time that we spent together was a waste.
Because you know what? If I'm with you for that amount of years, I already committed myself to you. We already committed ourselves to each other.
But K-Dog, it's obvious that that ring and that piece of paper means more than the years we've been together.
Wow, it means more than the quality time we spent together.
Yep.
Because you know what's sad about it?
There's a lot of people, and
I'm sure Hot Rod and everyone will agree. There's another problem. Some people, and I'm not being disrespectful because I've experienced it, especially with women. If there's a problem, and this is in relationships to this, if there's a problem, talk to me about it. Do not sit there and text your girlfriend and go behind my back and start talking and saying, oh, he's not doing such and such. And some girlfriends who are haters stand there and say, oh, he's never going to commit to you. Oh, you should dump him. All I got to say is, open your damn mouth and talk to me. And what these other women need to do is shut up and mind their own damn business.
I think in the beginning, when you start the relationship out, your goals should be clear. So if you're dating somebody and they're like, it's okay, we're not leading up to the ring, we'll just be together, then, it is what it is. But if you're dating somebody and you know that her goal and her morals and her values is she wants a ring 20 years, I'm sorry. I don't think it's reasonable for her to expect.
So you're willing to throw away 20 years of a relationship because you didn't get a ring?
I'm not willing to throw away 20 years of a relationship. To answer your question, no, because I wouldn't be there 20 years.
But you know what? Let me tell you something.
We would have been overweight before 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what your priorities are. There are some people that have been together for more than 20 years. And you know what? They live together and they're fine. I just know a couple. One of my coworkers, her and her boyfriend were together for like 20 years, and just now, they finally decided to tie the knot. But other than that, they said they were just fine.
Some people change up after they get married. So I think that's why a lot of people will just rock it out for those 20 or 25 years and not want to really get married, because they're like, you know what, our relationship is fine the way it is. And when you start putting other things in the mix, then that kind of like, then it kind of changes the relationship, because either the female will start changing or the male will start changing. Like, oh, well, we're getting married, so now you're going to have to act this way. It's like, wait a minute, hold on, we wasn't acting like that before.
I think if you're not expecting a ring by a certain period of time, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. You willing to hold on for 20 years?
Send me your address and I'll mail your ring, okay? From Amazon.
I got you. Hot Rod, before the show shuts down,
what's going on for tomorrow night?
I like this topic. Maybe I might talk about this tomorrow.
Maybe you should. Which is more important, the ring or the relationship?
That's a topic. Come on, we got it.
Yeah, that should be a good topic.
Perfect.
That's a good topic.
Listen, everybody, tune in tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, The Absolute Truth with Hot Rod, Sean Black, Anisha B. Wait, you got somebody else and K Dog.
Keisha,
I forgot her name. Keisha. Yo, tune in, Keisha. Tomorrow, Blog Talk. Yo, which is more important, the ring or the relationship? Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely calling. I'm calling at 10:29 tomorrow. 10:29. Thank you, Miss Terry, Red, K Dog, Hot Rod. Everybody have a good night. Great episode. Thank you. But Miss Terry, I gotta say, you's a hard way to go, Jack. You's a hard way to go.
Oh my God.
You's a
hard way to go.
Oh man. All right, y'all. Everybody have
later,
a good
night.
Later,
guys.
Right. Good night. Later, y'all.
Have a good night.
No, man, crazy.